Jack Cahill and David Eberhardt have both spent time hopping trains. As a matter of fact, that's how they met. And Cahill and Eberhardt have put their mutual interest in riding the rails to good use. They made a documentary film about the tramps who ride trains. The film is called Long Gone. It took 7 years to make, but it was time well spent. Long Gone won the Best Documentary at the Slamdance Film Festival this year. Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan wrote songs for the film, and Waits performs them. We're going to hear from David Eberhardt and Jack Cahill in a moment, along with a few clips from the film. But first, here's Tom Waits with a song called Down There by the Trains.
All the people in the film sort of have ghosts that are haunting them from some period of life in their past. And I've come to feel that our film's about family. It's about the family that they've left and the family that they've created out on the tracks. They're very communal. They share everything. So there's definitely a sense of family and brotherhood amongst the tramps.
When my dad died, I lost everything. And I didn't give a damn about nothing no more. And even at the age of 12, I knew that. The only thing I ever loved in my life was my dad. And I lost my dad, and I lost it all. I just lived in the streets, you know. A lot of us ain't got no parents, ain't got nobody. People don't care about us. So we care about each other, and that's good enough for me. We're family out of it. We're the only family we got. We just lost souls. We don't got nobody but each other.
One of the people in your movie is New York Slim. He says, I think he's a hobo because he wanted to see the beautiful country. He said he got a sense of God riding the rails.
Yeah, Slim is a very spiritual person. I think that he could easily have his own congregation. He's very charismatic, and people are drawn to him. And for him, it's different for each person what brings him out there. But for him, that's a big part of it is the beauty, and he speaks about God every day.
I just don't think there's any place else in the world that I fit. The reason that I live out here and ride trains is because it's the only place I can live. I love riding trains when I get to that spot in the country where it's like alive with God. I'm out here because this is home. I've developed so many relationships with so many people that in order for me to go away from out here, I'd have to take them with me. I'm out here because I'm richer than most for being out here, man.
Can you tell me how New York Slim ended up riding the rails?
What we sort of found out during the course of the film was that he'd been a drug dealer up on the other side of Harlem. And what happened was he taught his son how to be a drug dealer. And his son ended up going to prison for it. And in the end, I mean, I don't know if you can know anybody's truth, but in the end, I feel like that was, you know, sort of the ghost that followed Slim.
One of the stories that's very appealing in an unconventional way is the friendship of Joshua Long Gone and Horizontal John. I mean, they look almost as though they could be twin brothers. Long beards, baggy pants. They even both have black dogs.
Yeah, those guys, I mean, they're the reason that I started bringing cameras out to the tracks. When I met them, I felt like I just stepped back into a Western movie. And, you know, if I put a gun holster on their hip and fond of a horse, I could shoot a Western or something. You couldn't ask for more as a photographer. Just such character in their faces, and very charismatic and great storytellers. And they really typify the, you know, what's left of that hobo image in America.
I live New York, 1949. Go across the country, out of their blame time. Montana, in the cold, cold fall. Found my father in a gambling hall.
How does Horizontal John end up?
Horizontal John grew up in Bakersfield, California, and he fell in love with this woman named Jessie. And she came down with some sort of horrible, debilitating disease that sort of killed her slowly. And in the end, after John sort of watched her slowly pass away, this woman that he loved, I think that was sort of the defining moment in his life that turned him to alcoholism and eventually out onto the tracks.
Her name was Jessie. And she died in 1990. That's when I started riding trains. She died from muscular dystrophy. I watched her die. Then after that, I started riding trains. And I still remember those days. But, you know, what can I do about them now?
The community has a name for people who die on the rails, don't they?
They call it catching the westbound. When you die, you've caught the westbound. So it's like the last train you ride. It's sort of a metaphor for dying out there.
How does the community observe the death of one of its members?
Well, in John's case, there was a funeral under the bridge that he actually passed away. And Josh and John were friends with this woman in Spokane named Loa, who sort of took care of them when they came into town, in the sense that she would feed them and let them shower and get cleaned up and then before they went back out on the road. And what she did is she raised money. She put a picture of John on coffee cans and put them strategically throughout Spokane and raised enough money to have John's body cremated. And then Josh had a funeral under the bridge and then spread Horizontal John's ashes across about 10 states, I think.
That's Mom calling. That's Mom. She's calling us. She's saying, let's go, ride me. I'll take you where you gotta go. I'll carry you anywhere you gotta go. She'll carry us.
Having done all of this, and you're not riding the rails, how do you feel when you hear a train whistle?
Yeah, that is a sound that never escapes my ears. And I live in the East Village, New York City, at the bottom of a five-story walk-up. And imagine, there's not a freight train that I don't think touches Manhattan. And somehow, on certain nights when the wind is just right, it must be coming from New Jersey, but I can hear the whistle, and it's coming across the river, and it's going across all those tenement buildings and traveling down five stories of the shaftway into my window, and I'm not making it up. It's just my ears are keen to that sound, and when I'm talking to people, I'm having conversations, and I hear a whistle, I never miss it. I never miss that sound. When I think about where I'd like to live, and I always imagine this place that's close enough to the tracks to get that haunting sound. I've even thought about collecting train whistles. I have this fantasy about having a big air compressor in some valley somewhere and buying up all kinds of old train whistles and having a remote switch a couple miles away so I can sit down there in my lawn chair and set them off.
Best friend you have is a railroad.
spots, perfect for slicking down your hair. And I'm lost. And I'm lost. And I'm lost. In the bottom of the world. I'm handcuffed to the bishop in the barbershop line.
Tom Waits with Lost at the Bottom of the World, a song from Long Gone, a documentary film about tramps who ride the rails. Jack Cahill and David Eberhardt are the co-directors of the film.